historically, we've done like a bulk school supply collection every year called Collect for Kids. And this year we have moved over into an adoption style program where our community members actually can adopt a student. It's specific to the school, grade level, gender, and even student requests based on their preferences. In order to shop for a specific student and the needs that they have for their specific classroom. So I know, you know, students go into the school year, and especially in our elementary levels, there's a very specific list of supplies that is very thought out by the entire grade level team of teachers in terms of what they're planning to do for the school year. So we just want to make sure that our students are equipped and prepared to excel when they walk into the classroom on day one. It means more to the community member who wants to get involved to know that they're shopping for a specific student, and knowing that that is supporting a student in need in our community. It's not just I'm donating a pack of crayons or a composition notebook. We always make sure that those supplies get into the hands of a student that needs them, but the personal touch that goes with a backpack that was chosen specifically for that student based on what they need just makes them know that their community values them and wishes them well during the school year. And I think that's a great way to start the year on a positive note and just ready to put all of their efforts into learning, as opposed to worrying about if I have paper or pencil or what I need to take home to do homework. You know, those become non-issues when you have a community member that is fully vested in providing everything that you need.
This just reminds, this is kind of like at Christmas time when you do Angel Tree. You're giving it real specific. And that's how you can do it now for the beginning of the school year. And like you said, these are all such basic things. And a lot of families are having these days hard time, you know, being able to afford them. This takes care of that.
It does. So I know a lot of times we think about families in need of food and clothing, but this is a big expense. You know, a stocked backpack costs about $50 when you think about the cost of the backpack itself, plus the supplies that go into it. And that, especially for a family that has multiple children, the cost just really adds up. And it can, when you are talking about growing out of shoes and clothing, and there's just so much that goes into preparing a child to go back to school. And if we can help come together as a community and help alleviate that burden on a family and help a child feel loved and supported by the entire Stafford community, I think we're doing a good thing.
So what do we need to know if I want to sign up for this and get involved? What do I need to do?
Sure. So we are actually encouraging a lot of our faith community and our houses of worship to get involved by adopting entire schools. They are actually participating through the Worship Watch program, which is part of the Sheriff's Office. And we have invited Worship Watch and the Adopt a School program to use the Empower Pack project as one of their adoption missions for the school year. So we have several churches who have already signed on to this process: the Mount Church, Ebenezer, the Place of a Second Chance. I'm going to forget one, but I want to make sure that Manna Church, Pillar Church, they've all committed, and Register Chapel. I didn't want to forget anybody. They've all committed to support the schools that they adopt throughout the school year. So if you belong to one of those churches, I would definitely recommend adopting a student through your church program. But if an individual community member wants to adopt a student, we have a sign-up genius that is running so that you can go through and pick your student by school, grade level, gender. And then we will email the preferences that go with that specific student. So, of course, we are not sending student names out to the community. And so we are just putting everything in on the back end so that we've matched a community member with a specific student to make sure we're fulfilling those needs. So if you go to www.staffordschools.net/empowerpack, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-P-A-C-K, then all of the information for getting involved as a business, as a house of worship, or as an individual community member can be found there.
Boy, this is so easy, but like you said at the start, Nikki, it really is powerful in a great way to help students and families and just help the school year get off to a good start for all these kids.
That is the goal. And just to give you an idea, we have just over 1,300 requests for backpacks, each specific student identified. So that is the need we're looking to fulfill. Based on the churches who have already committed, we're about halfway towards our goal. So we definitely need everyone to step up and do what they can. Every backpack makes a difference, and especially knowing it's supporting a specific student in our schools, it just really shows how our Stafford community can come together and support our students.
Wow, that need though, really, that catches you, that shows that there are mm-hmm. needs, and that it's this is something that we all can do. So hopefully we get going on this, and just before you know it, school's going to be starting again. So don't wait on this and figure I'll sign up someday. Sign up now and get this taken care of, maybe before you go off on vacation or do something this summer.
Yep, absolutely. School starts August 12th, so it doesn't seem like it's that close, but it is right around the corner. We're 6-7 weeks away now, and it can definitely slip by. I did want to let you know we are doing a community event at the end of the summer to kind of celebrate what we're doing here, and it's called the Empower Pack Party. It will be on August 2nd at Stafford Marketplace in the Target parking lot. We'll be doing a little bit of a block style party concept where we're inviting our community members. So they are certainly welcome to drop off their backpacks. If a community member just wants to donate bulk supplies, we'll certainly pack bags as needed for that as well. So it's just a great time to come out. It is August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Hoping we'll beat a little bit of that heat. It will be sponsored by Rappahannock Orthodontics, and we are planning to have a snow cone machine out there so we can cool off a little bit and reward those who are able to come out and donate and celebrate with us.
Well, Empower Pack's a great name for this. So this is really a great way to get involved and just feel like you said, instead of just donating these supplies and they get tossed into a box and then distributed, you're actually putting something together for a student. So this is a fun way to do it, and I think you feel better about it.
Yep. That is the goal. We definitely want to encourage and empower our community to feel like they're really touching the life of a specific student as opposed to just meeting an obscure need. So I'm glad to hear that it comes across that way to you, because that is definitely how we envisioned it.
Yeah, staffordschools.net/empowerpack will get you started.